with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Biden White House is said to be considering some preemptive pardons. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Donald Trump and some of his incoming appointees have threatened to go after the president-elect's critics. According to Politico, President Biden's aides are concerned that current and former federal officials who have angered Trump will be legal targets. And that's prompted discussions inside the White House about whether the president should grant blanket preemptive pardons for people like former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a push for consumer protections for airline passengers. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The Biden administration says it will take steps toward requiring airlines to pay cash compensation and cover lodging and meals for passengers who get stranded when an airline causes flights to be canceled or changed. This would go far beyond the current requirement for airlines to pay ticket refunds. The industry trade group Airlines for America said the Biden administration's proposal would just drive up ticket prices. The group calling the proposal ill-conceived and rushed. I'm Rita Foley.
Honda's recalling nearly 206,000 SUVs in the U.S. because the fuel filler neck can separate from the filler pipe in a crash, allowing gasoline to leak and increasing the risk of a fire. The recall covers certain 2023 and 2024 passports and some 2023 through 2025 pilots. Honda says in government documents that a glitch in the installation process prevented a complete connection between the neck and the pipe. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 248 points, the Nasdaq dropped 34. This is SRN News. Guess who's visiting Notre Dame?
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend rededication ceremonies at the 861-year-old cathedral in Paris on Saturday. The church was devastated by fire in 2019, and France has spent millions of euros to repair it in a process that required the relearning of certain medieval building techniques. Mr. Trump writes on Truth Social, President Emmanuel Macron has done a wonderful job ensuring that Notre Dame has been restored to its full level of glory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are moving to repeal a 15-week abortion ban in Arizona that conflicts with an amendment approved by voters last month. The ballot measure amends the Arizona Constitution to allow abortions up to fetal viability at about 21 weeks of pregnancy. The American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, and Center for Reproductive Rights have filed suit in Maricopa County Superior Court. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stock slipped below the records in the run-up to a big jobs report due on Friday. The S&P 500 edged down 0.2% after setting an all-time high for the 56th time this year, the day before. The Dow lost 0.6%, while the NASDAQ composite fell 0.2%. The crypto market had much more action, and Bitcoin briefly burst to a record above 103,000 before falling back toward 99,000. It's climbed dramatically since Election Day on hopes that President-elect Donald Trump will be more friendly to crypto. The Dow was down 248 points to finish at 44,765. The NASDAQ lost 34 to 19,700. The S&P 500 dropped 11 points to 6075. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.